श्री परमात्मने नमः।
His question is there anything good about ego? That's there. So much good about ego. So much good. This whole world, the whole activity, most of the activity is motivated by ego. These so-called high buildings, these cars, these so many factories, this name and fame, writing of books, becoming great scientists, ego is there behind it. Ego means the motivation to become something unique in the world. I am not an ordinary person. The world should recognize me. The world should come to know that here is a person, extraordinary. So everybody, most of the people are trying to be extraordinary. So nice a thing about ego. All play of ego. So much can be said about ego. Ego is making people run in the Olympiads. This time I will win the gold medal. Ego of the family, ego of the body, I am more beautiful than anybody else. There are other beautiful men and women, but something special has been given to me. It's a different charm. As regards intelligence, nobody is so intelligent. God has given some special thing to me. Ego of the body, ego of, and in the body also, everything can be connected with ego. Ego of the body, ego of the hair, my hair, so fine, so nice. My eyebrows, and my cheeks cannot be compared with anybody else's. And the lips, good, so fine. My teeth, ego. Ego of the body, ego of the mind, ego of having virtue, ego of the family. I belong to such and such family, do you know? I do not come from that family just like that. I have a great tradition, family. Finally, I am related with the royalty. If you find out my lineage, you will find like that. Ego of the family. Ego of the religion. The religion in which I am born, in fact, is the real religion. Ego of the language. There are so many languages, but the beauty of the language which I speak is different. Ego of nationality, nations. After all, I am an Indian. I am a British. Do you know the history of the British people? You should recognize me. But you do not know who Czechs are. Actually, you are ignorant about the real history of Czechs. Oh, everything inferior to Germans. We are Germans. Oh, you do not know the valor of Russians. How it happened in the wars. What did we show to those who attacked us? We are Russians. Ego of nationality. And of course, somebody would come and say, you are talking about nations, but you have not spoken about the real nation, America. I belong to that. Therefore, keep silence. He would say, ego of nations. All ego. We have the highest towers in the world in our country, and then some other higher is being constructed somewhere else. It will be the highest now. Ego of the nations. Ego and ego and ego. Like that. But there is one problem also. So much in praise of ego. There is one problem also. One defect also. And perhaps a great defect. Where there is ego, there is no peace. And when there is no peace, everything is useless. And there is no happiness. So far ego is there, there is no peace and no happiness. And life without peace and happiness is meaningless. Therefore, ego is meaningless in the end. It is meaningless completely. In a way, it is the greatest disease. In some respect, the only disease. If one gets rid of it, one is healthy for all times. All that praise of ego, in fact, is ignorance. The truth is, it is this one worm of ego, this one insect of ego, this one serpent, snake, that is creating all problems in human life, ultimately. All have it. Sometimes some rare person gets rid of it. All wants to be extraordinary. Sometimes somebody becomes the ordinary. To become ordinary is the most extraordinary thing in the whole world. If somebody asks you what is the most extraordinary, to become ordinary. Because it is only the ordinary who is 100% happy and peaceful and full of love. When it goes away completely, this ego, then the problem of life is solved completely. And so far it stays, problems never get solved. All problems of life are related with ego, finally. And ego is the greatest illusion. You can find your body. Whatever may be the meaning of finding it, but you can say, this is my body. And you can point out your senses. This is my eye, ear, like that. And you can see your thoughts. You see them. You feel your emotions. But try to find out where does ego live? In you. Go inside. And try to find out where does this ego live. Not easy to find out. Because if you can find out, you may perhaps then can kill it, finish it. But you don't find it out. How to finish it? Sometimes only. By the grace of that egoless existence, non-God, called God, the infinite consciousness eternal, who is egoless, by His grace only sometimes some human beings become egoless, without ego. Or rather He takes away the ego, finishes, murders it, kills it, finish. The illusion is finished. Sometimes on this earth we find Christ without ego, going from place to place, giving love to everybody who comes on His way. Here is the messenger of God, egoless. Christ going from place to place, embracing everybody coming on his way without distinguishing between good and bad. Oh, you all belong to me, I am here for you. Sometimes Christ goes, sometimes Krishna goes, playing flute and dancing. Sometimes Ram is there. Nanak may be there, sometimes Kabir may be there. It happens sometimes. It is not necessary that the person who becomes by that egoless existence, egoless, it is not necessary that that person becomes well-known, not well-known, no. The desire to become well-known again is a shade of ego. There are people, just they have got that state or they have realized themselves and they are working at their own place. Finally, ego goes away by the grace of that pure existence, wisdom, infinite truth, God only.